outside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Mix a stiff drink after I hear from Jennifer Horn that she stayed up late to watch that waste of time LA Kings game. Come on.
Please, they won. It wasn't a waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
And I already made my stiff drink. Thank you very much.
Really? Well, it's very nice. I hope it's BuzzBox coffee.
It is, actually. How'd you know?
A stiff cup of BuzzBox coffee. Ken Kessler is here with us. Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie's off today. Let's get to the big stories. The Russians.
Is that your evil Russian voice?
Yeah, right. That's me trying to be evil. What's the Mike Myers? What's the evil? Who's the evil guy?
Mike
Dr.
Myers.
Dr. Evil.
That's
evil.
It.
Okay.
Dr. Evil is puking Putin. And he's the big deal this week as the United States sends in, what, 150 troops to Poland? Why did we bother?
Just for testing activities, though.
Right. They're going to take a test. This is a test of the emergency action system to see if you can load and fire your gun. Ready, aim, fire, kaboom. Get those guys. I think the Russia would be afraid of 150 soldiers that we got in Poland. That's going to stop their aggression, right?
Yep,
that'll
absolutely
stop them in their tracks.
They're shaking in their boots.
Shake it up, baby, mix and shout. What's the song? Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout. That's it.
Mix and shout's a blender.
That's right. Well, we're mixing up BuzzBox coffee. Put a little cream in it. Is it good with cream or you don't need cream? Do you drink it black? Michael drinks it black.
I drink just black. I don't do cream.
Mm-mm. All right. Okay. By the way, check out the BuzzBox Coffee, official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and how you can help buy some cows for people in need around the world. It's part of the deal. I'm not making any money. I'm giving the money to the charity that helps provide milk and cows and that sort of thing for areas of the world that is kind of short on that sort of thing, if you know what I mean. All right, so the Russians, do we need to say any more about that, Kenny? What do we have at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, about our sending troops into Poland, if anything, or in general, the way we're handling the Russian aggressors and puking Putin?
The only new comment so far this morning is from David. He says, we need to stop arming our future enemies. Take care of the USA first.
All right, so who have we armed here in terms of enemies? The Ukrainians won't be our enemies. The Russians really won't be. This is all huff and puff and I'll blow your house down stuff.
You don't think it's important to try to stop him from taking what he wants to
take? No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
You never heard me say that. I just said that at the end of the day, this is going to be huff and puff and stuff because he won't really be able to take the steps that he can take. I mean, this guy's no dummy. He knows how far he can push it. And Crimea with all the Russia, a little bit of land here and there. Okay. So maybe they change the Ukraine. He's a thug. And he's not really, he's a smart thug, but he's not an intelligent thug. There's a difference between being smart and being intelligent. And so if he would just let things kind of go slowly, he could infiltrate with a few Russians here and there. And sooner or later, over a maybe 10, 12, 14-year period, they'd have more political influence and they'd be able to do more. I mean, look at what's happened in our country with the political influence of the Hispanics. How in the last 10, 12, 14 years, see how it's changed? I'm going to equate in my mind, your mind, you may find this interesting, the speculation or the postulation more than anything else, that the situation with Russians going into Ukraine is somewhat similar to the Hispanics coming into America. They're going to be illegal, but it's a lot easier to kind of, they blend in better. Eastern whites blend in better in a situation like that than Hispanics do, although Hispanics blend in pretty well in the Southwest. Do you understand my drift making any
sort
sense?
Sort of. I still think it's kind of apples and oranges, maybe.
Really? How about peaches and pears?
Peaches and cream is better.
Peaches and cream. I had cows named Peaches and Cream. Peaches died last year and Cream died a long time ago. I don't know that that has anything to do with the conversation. However, speaking of that, as we move ahead into the issues of the week and the day, the story of yet another, the Clive and Bundy situation. Pretty much everybody's got that in hand. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bundy is the one who working over and doing pretty well at
the
Bureau of Land Management, right. And he's done a nice job of pushing them around. However, Mr. Clive and Bundy is not doing, no, the other guy is Mr. Clive and Bundy is doing a good job. Raymond Yowell is not. Raymond Yowell, you might want to Google him, Yowell, 84-year-old Shoshone Indian chief, has been pushed off of his land by the Bureau of Land Management. As a matter of fact, they stole his cattle, sold them at auction, and now they're garnishing his Social Security check for rent on the land that he stayed on. There's a deal between the Bureau of Land Management and the federal government and the Indian tribes. And he was, as an Indian, taking, I don't know if taking advantage, but participating through the 1990s, the late 80s. Actually, his family's been on this land for 100 years or more. But because we need so badly to take his money and to take his land, this is the United States of America. I don't know, what's the bigger outrage this week? You tell me. Maybe this is something that we ask on Facebook.com, Kenny. The situation with the VA in Phoenix, what's the biggest federal boondoggle of the week? Maybe Obamacare is in there as well. What do you think? What do you think, Jennifer? Looking at the, what do I do with my list of the...
I'd say you could definitely add Obamacare in there, but for me, it's the vets that died during the during the problem with the VA in Phoenix.
Right.
I mean,
okay, so
question.
There's three of these things, I don't know, maybe you think the Supreme Court ruling on your vote is important, and I think it is. But the accusations against the VA in Arizona, my God, what a damnable outrage that is. It really is. And then the business with this guy, this if you saw, there have been a number of interviews with this guy. Some of you may have seen him. What a gentle, sweet guy. Raymond Yowell, thrown off of his land because the United States of America feels it needs to get its money for the land that he and other people have been using for decades, over a century. What do you think of that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or Ken at DougStephan.com. 14 after on Good Day for Friday.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
You've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again.
What?
After you eat. Jennifer, you had uneasy. Yeah, make sure you chew. Your father told you to chew your food when you were a kid, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if you haven't been doing that as an adult, you may have that reflexy feeling. My suggestion, and Jennifer's and Kenny's and everybody else here, suggest you take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more, by the way, about Gutsy products at Gutsy Products. Pretty clever. GutsyProducts.com. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. The other outrageous situation I think that presents itself is this Afghan police officer opening up fire at the hospital yesterday in Kabul. Three American doctors are dead. The attack the guy who did the attack assigned to guard the hospital on duty when he shot these doctors. One of them is Dr. Jerry Umanos. There are a couple of other, I'm not sure what I get out of this or what I gather is that the other doctors were Americans that were in training. Is that right? Or were they Afghanistanis? Anybody know what the right read on this is? It's not clear to me who got what out of this thing. If I don't know, I'm happy to tell you. I don't know. I haven't found it. I can't really quite figure this out.
Yeah, it is a little fuzzy about that.
It is a fuzzy reality.
Yeah, I haven't seen it anywhere.
No. All right, anyway, well, the point is that we ought not to be there, and they don't want us there, and this, they say, is proof positive. See, we don't like the Americans, so get out of our country, even though in this circumstance we're doing nothing but helping them. So, you know what? Why help people that don't want you there to help? Get out. Why do we have no obligation to them, right? Whatever messes we made, I think we fixed. We've given them enough aid. So, you know.
And they'll continue to get aid, whether we're there or not.
Kiss my patushin. Is that a patush? Kiss my
patootie.
Thank you. That, too. An American journalist being held by pro-Russian insurgents in the Ukraine has been released. Simon Ostrovsky of Vice News. What is Vice News?
It sounds important. I bet Don Johnson works there.
Vice News.
In the Miami division.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. You were right there with me.
Vice News. I never heard of him before, and I've been talking about what's in the news for a long time on the radio. Since the 1970s, I bet I've talked about every news operation there is in the world. I never heard of Vice News before.
And you would remember.
Vice News revealed on its website yesterday that Mr. Ostrovsky had been freed, was in good condition. Let's all go to the Vice News website and see what we can learn about Vice News. A report coming up on that. In the next half hour, we'll let you know what Vice News is all about as we continue with the top stories of the day here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
On last night's competition on American Idol. When last we chatted, there were six contestants. Here's Sam Wolf and Caleb Johnson advancing to the top five, while CJ goes to the bottom two.
Let's take a look at the screen to see
the screen
who the first person is to stay with us for one more week. Whose face is it going to be? Safe, and the other is in the bottom two tonight.
Ooh.
The person who sticks around for yet another week of the competition. Who is it? Let's see the face.
Yay! It was, well, Sam stayed. Caleb was out, right?
No, Caleb stayed.
CJ went. That's it. Okay. So let me, without explaining this beforehand, because I did, and I still didn't understand it. Here's another.
I listened to you.
Are you making fun? I'm going to sit across the table from you.
I love you. I was hoping we could sit next to each other.
Tomorrow.
I know.
I hope so. Anyway, here is Randy. Good, Doug. Here's Ryan working over a couple of more contestants.
The next person to earn a spot in the top five. Show us Tina. So Alex and Jessica. One of you will continue on, the other takes the second spot in the bottom two. The person sailing on into next week is, let's see the face, Alex.
So now there's a contest between CJ and Jessica. Spoiler alert, CJ and Jessica, here's the announcement.
Dim the lights one more time.
Dim the lights.
Oh, boy.
Here you go. Wow.
Oh,
boy.
Hey. Ooh. Hand is on my thigh.
After the nationwide vote.
Sorry.
The person who leaves the competition is CJ Harris. Jessica, you are safe.
Jessica's safe. CJ, wah, see you later, wah, alligator, wah. When your legs are straighter. Wah, wah, wah. Bye, CJ. We're being kind of juvenile about this, right? But anyway.
It is American Idol.
It is, right, exactly. All right, let's move on to the late night show from last night. Some jokes from Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman and Seth Meyers.
While he was in Japan today, President Obama visited a science museum where he actually played soccer with a robot. Yeah. Biden is negotiating with the prime minister in Ukraine, and Obama's playing soccer with a robot. Like the White House version of Freaky Friday.
A mailman, a guy delivering mail, you know. And these people, the men and women at the post office, and they're competing with the email. And eventually, of course, the email and the texting, and there won't be any more mail. So the postal workers really are up against it. But it's amazing. For 49 cents, you can send a letter anywhere. Really, you think about it. So a mailman in Kentucky would go to the post office every day and fill up his bag with all of the mail, you know, and then he would take it over to his dead mother's house and he would stack it in the basement. He's doing that for 2 years. I mean, for the love of God, for 49 cents, you expect much better service.
Get started. I don't know if everyone here knew this, but today is Take Your Child to Work Day. Or as kids refer to it, Play with an iPad in a Corner Day. That's right. Today was Take Your Child to Work Day. Meanwhile, in China, interesting, today is Put Your Child to Work Day.
He's getting funnier. I think.
Yeah,
he's settling in.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, why are 1 in 3 black men in several southern states forever denied the right to vote?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. Should 6 million ex-felons who have paid their debt to society be permanently denied the right to vote?
I think the purpose of jail is not to rehabilitate people, but to punish them. And once you're done with your punishment, you're done with your punishment and should be introduced back into society. It's been a cop-out by Democrats and Republicans for a very long time. They would rather throw people in jail for drug addiction than deal with the addiction and the cost of rehabilitating people.
You know, a lot of Republicans right now are in some ways ahead on this issue. There are some Republicans who are pushing through new legislation to prevent felons from voting with the express purpose of holding down Democratic turnout.
This is Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
From you people for a
right, exactly. Not from me. You're having dinner with me tomorrow night.
That's right. You just keep following me, places.
Amazing. And then like the Amtrak, the rails go on and on and on. Maybe we'll flip off the rails for a little bit because Richie's not here today.
You're going to flip him off?
Sometimes I want to. It just depends on what's going on. We have a lot of stories to cover, a lot of people to talk about today, as usual. The buzz is on. Don't forget, the buzz is on BuzzBox Coffee, the everyday habit of drinking a cup of coffee, the official new coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a corporately, socially responsible company that is helping people with this wonderful Arabica coffee. I learned yesterday from the fellow who runs BuzzBox, there are two kinds of coffee. I didn't know that before. Jennifer, you probably knew that. Michael, you knew that because you drink coffee. But Arabica is the good stuff because it's grown in the shade. Remember that? We got right. that yesterday. And 10% of the money that comes in is going to go to this World Vision, one of the leading international relief and development organizations. They provide cows and milk and that sort of thing for third world countries. And that got me involved. And that's why if you go to DougSteffen.com, you click on the orange box for BuzzBox Coffee, you'll see why it is that I'm promoting it. And the fact that it's really good coffee helps a lot to get people involved. But a lot of people involved already. And this is just our second week. So help yourself to a good cup of coffee and a good cause at DougSteffen.com, orange BuzzBox box. Buzzing. I was earlier talking about Cleveland Bundy and Raymond Yowell. Yowell is the new member of this conversation. The focus is on Bureau of Land Management seized land. And in Yowell's case, his herd was seized so that the 132 cattle could be sold at auction to pay what the Bureau of Land Management says was his rent since 2002. So when there wasn't enough money selling the cows to pay it, they started garnishing his Social Security checks. I think there's something illegal about that, but I'm not sure. We'll check with the folks at, what is it, Vice News? What's Vice News? Kenny, you did the research to figure out what Vice News, the fellow that was being held by the Russians in Ukraine, was a Vice News reporter. What is Vice News?
It looks like it's an independent news website and also a news magazine program that's on HBO.
Really? All right, so there you go. Let me go back a little bit to Cleveland Bundy. Many of you now, after 2 or 3 weeks of this coverage, know who this fellow is. He stood up to the Bureau of Land Management for grazing rights and got a lot of support from Rand Paul and a couple of other fairly important politicians until he opened his mouth about his feelings regarding race relations, black people, things that if he had a brain, he would have kept to himself. But apparently he doesn't have a brain. And now all these people who were supporting him are running away from him as fast as they can run. They supported him, but Rand Paul, for one, joined this line of, they're both, by the way, Republicans and Democrats who are in this guy's corner, but they've denounced him because of what he said about the blacks. So the guy, he got ahead, and now he's managed because he thinks he's a star. He can say whatever he wants to. He'll learn quickly that that doesn't work, but it's probably too late for him in this circumstance. Not that there aren't other people who are involved in the same cause that ought to get better treatment than they're getting, but now it takes away all the starch from the argument that makes the Bureau of Land Management and the government in general look like the bad guys because he's not very bright. And so that's the...
That still doesn't take away from his cause, though, which...
No, it doesn't, but yet it'll deflate. He's not going to be taken seriously anymore.
Legitimacy, yeah.
Right. It was Rand Paul. Yeah. It was Senator Heller, another Nevada senator. And, you know, they were on his side. Harry Reid said, those two guys and others with him said that Mr. Bundy was a patriot, and others in his circumstance were patriots, and Harry Reid called them domestic terrorists. Now, you know, Bundy just, I don't want to use the word because it's too often used, but he's not very bright. Let's put it that way. All right. Moving on. Speaking of not very bright, the Yankees suck.
Oh, no. I just love the story because it's a win for your Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox, when we went to see them, what night did it go? It was Sunday night, I think, right? It was cold. So we didn't stay for the whole game, and they won it in the last couple of innings. So that was cool. And then I think they lost to Baltimore, Michael, on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So now fast forward, they have a series with the Yankees. Now, apparently this pitcher, Michael Pineda, is that how you pronounce his name, Michael?
Pineda.
Mr. Pineda apparently had been using tar, pine tar is illegal. He put it on his neck.
And it was very obvious that there was something there. Yeah. I mean, it's this big glossy spot.
This another guy that must not be very smart. And what does it say about the manager? Who's the Yankees manager these days?
Joe Girardi.
He's not very bright then, Michael, is he? If he lets his players go out there and use pine tar in as visible a way as he did, other than proving the Yankees suck, he's going to be, I would think, liable for some kind of fine and sanctions against the team.
He didn't use it for the whole game, to be fair.
Because they threw him out.
It was after he had some issues, you know, in his first inning. He came back with some stuff on his neck.
Yeah, very good. Help yourself to that one.
How do you think you're not going to get seen? I mean, maybe he thought people just think he's sweating underneath his ear. Who sweats there? It's just weird.
Sweating a big black glove.
Well, I know it's not. He's a black guy. So it was the pine tar is a greenish white.
You would see it if you had lighter skin. You'd see it, but on him, it was sticky. It was like a sticky, shiny smudge underneath his ear. I mean, it looked
to the
different
showers.
From the rest of his face. Yeah,
hit the showers.
And
now.
He denied.
Oh, right, of course.
Yeah. I don't use that pine.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not happy, so they're calling off the peace talks with the Palestinians. Mr. Netanyahu and the Israelis are not happy because the Palestinian president agreed to form a unity government with Hamas, which is the group that has terrorized the West Bank and Israel for decades. So once again, this may be the third example in as many minutes of somebody who's not very bright. You want peace or you want to stir the pot and screw around with everybody? Meanwhile, did we find that PSA or whatever that spot was that Uri did? Uri Geller did. I'm guessing it's probably not in English anyway. Uri Geller, who is my friend and a friend of the program, with us every week, is moving to Israel. And he was asked by the Israeli government to do a television spot which warned people or advised people or educated people as to how to seek some sort of cover if the Palestinians start bombing Israel again. Which I thought was kind of an interesting reintroduction. After 41 years, he hasn't lived in Israel. He's going back there. He at first told me he wasn't going to sell his house in England. And then he told me yesterday that he was going to sell his house in England, which sort of surprises me because he loves...
He's got a whole ranch and cows and set up there, right?
Well, he loves England. I'm not sure.
Not anymore.
Well... it'd be interesting to see what... I can't imagine him being in Israel all the time. It's too confining for him. Anyway, that's that story. Any more on the South Korean ferry? Relatives of more than 100 people... The answer to that question, I'm doing a rhetorical. Yes, there is, Doug. Relatives of more than 120 people still missing from the ferry disaster, confronting officials. Yeah, this sounds like Malaysia Part 2. The South Koreans aren't any better at figuring out, at least they can find the ship, though, and all the people that are on it, which is better than Malaysians. But the way the government has handled this has been nothing short of, what is the fourth time in almost as many minutes that I referred to somebody who's not very bright again.
I know. You should make a list.
The crowd, I'll leave that to you. The crowd surrounded the minister and the Coast Guard chief, preventing them from leaving the area where families have been waiting for word on their loved ones, family members shouting at officials, accusing them of lying, demanding the search continue through the night. That was last night and into this morning. So far they got 175 bodies. The rest of them are down there. They just haven't gotten them to you. But they don't know. This is one of those typical things where, and this is the naivete of the world we live in. And even in America you see it. Deny, 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 until somebody believes that really what you're saying is the truth, even though it's an outrageous lie. And so all of these people that are looking for answers, the same as the Malaysians and the Chinese, more importantly, because there are more Chinese on the plane than there were Malaysians or anybody else, they're not getting any information, right? Nothing, zero. As a matter of fact, with regard to that, did you know that so far the United States has spent somewhere between $11 and $12 million in the search for Flight 370.
Unbelievable.
Let's see, what is that? How do we break that down? $3.6 million for underwater surveillance by the Navy submarine. It eventually couldn't go down low enough. The Pentagon has said it would not be asking the government for reimbursement. Why? Why would you not want to ask them? This their screw-up is not ours. What are we giving them $12 million worth of services for? Why do we have to give it to them?
And our government must have to. I mean, they have to know, right? That it's a cover-up. Our government is either in on it or something, right?
Right. Of course they're in on it. And so we're going to get screwed around more by having to pay. Ay, ay, ay. All right, calm down, Doug. 16 before the hour. I want to get you to get a good night's rest, a good night's sleep. And that happens. We got the microphone on. We can listen to Charlotte.
Who's over there. Taking a little snooze?
She's having a good night's sleep, yeah. She's all set. But she doesn't have to worry because girls don't have to worry about this sort of thing. Boys do. When you get to be 40, 50 years old, there are things that happen to your prostate that sort of make it difficult sometimes to make it through the night. Remember that song, Tammy? Who was it? Tammy, help me make it through the night?
Mm-hmm.
Can't make it through the night if your prostate isn't working properly. That's why you need PT9, the prostate health formula that has been used by millions and millions and millions of people in the last year since it came out. Lots of people who are understanding that prostate health is very important. This supplement has hit hard the things that have bothered people before. A lot of trips to the bathroom at night, for example. You don't have good flow, that sort of thing. It's basically very uncomfortable to have a prostate that doesn't work properly. So support your prostate health and get a good night's sleep with PT9. Everybody at Kenny's. About a good age to start this. Everybody in their 50s should feed their prostate, keep it healthy, not have a problem down the line. And this is certainly a smart way to do it. Lots of benefits. A healthy prostate, normal flow, complete bladder emptying. I know it's not the nicest thing to talk about, but it's a nice help And it's good to know, it's comforting to know that there's something there that actually can help you make it through the night. The women in the family are often calling more than the men to order PT9
800. Yeah, because we want to sleep.
You do.
We do.
800-811-3790. Find relief for your money back. And by the way, you get a free bonus gift. When you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Heart Factors Plus. So try PT9 now by dialing 800-811-3790.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
It's National Park Week, a time each year when we celebrate America's more than 400 national parks. Can't get to any of them? Not to worry. Airwick, the company known for keeping homes smelling clean and fresh, is bringing them home to you with the return of their National Park Collection in partnership with the National Park Foundation. Lifestyle expert Amy Goodman.
Airwick crafted fragrances inspired by the rare essence of our national parks. The new spring collection includes 4 limited edition scents, Yosemite, Channel Islands, Biscayne, and Gulf Islands, as well as returning scents, American Samoa, Great Smoky Mountains, Virgin Islands, and Hawaii.
Channel Islands is a clean scent inspired by the pristine coastal waters and rare silver lotus blossom. Yosemite, wild strawberries fuse with soothing mists of mountain rain. Gulf Islands that smell like white sandy beaches and seashores. And Biscayne, sun-kissed citrus paired with wild orchid blossoms.
For about $5.99 each, you can be transported to one of your favorite parks.
Available in scented oils and fresh Matic spray refills. Check out airwick.us.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
All right, how do you find a crowd fired up this season? For a limited time, honey ginger kick sauce.
Yum.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. So you've heard us a lot this week talk about the FDA looking to regulate e-cigarettes and the marketing of them. I think there are now ads that are running on radio stations around the country. Are they not for e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes? I think there may be some. We don't have any here, but I think there
are. They are a huge deal right now.
They are.
Yeah.
One of the things that is being exempted by the FDA, are the cigars that are smoked by the so-called fat cat smokers, members of Congress. They're large donors, like the big cigars, and so that has been taken out of consideration. At this point, for any kind of regulation, there's a big loophole for these premium cigars, which is pretty interesting. Interesting to see if that explodes in their faces, pardon the pun. 51 after the hour.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Flow of the action, Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I together for Friday, the 25th of April. Shelley Palmer starts things off, and then we're going to spend some time reviewing what's going on with the net neutrality controversy. Meanwhile, Shelley, here to talk with you about how to be prepared for bad weather so you aren't without your technology. If there happens to be a blackout, you have the electricity go kapufki. What does that do for your ability to use your iPhone or your iPad or your Samsung or whatever you got to use? Shelley gives you the scoop in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you. You don't even need to be a musician. Just look in attics and basements because they're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the trade-in, trade-up event at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? They'll pay on the spot for qualified used gear and give you a great deal on your new gear. Find details at your local store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to LA, don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. You can't use it until you download it, but once you have, you've got it.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, spring has sprung, which means we've finally escaped one of the most extreme winters in recent memory. Weather.com says we should prepare for more large-scale climate events that will cripple power grids, resulting in prolonged power outages. Part of being prepared means having a backup power supply, and companies like Goal Zero are here to help. Goal Zero's smallest kit, the Guide, can power or charge your smartphone or tablet and can be recharged via USB or plugging it into a solar panel like the Nomad 7. Goal Zero's Escape 150 can power just about anything with a standard AC power cord, like your laptop or camera, and can be recharged through AC or through the Escape 30 solar panel briefcase. For prolonged blackouts, something like Goal Zero's Extreme 350i power kit does the trick. I recently used it to power my MacBook Air and a satellite phone, as well as a small refrigerator. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This has been the Hour of Genius. The geniuses at the FCC, the focus of a conversation on a program hosted by Doug McKelvin. I'm sorry, that's not the correct. No, these guys are Ben Cruz and Jack Tomczyk, talking to one of their callers about the controversy this week created by the FCC getting involved in the battle over net neutrality.
I don't want the government to get involved. And that's what the government is doing. They're getting involved. What I would like is for a company to come in and say, we're going to do it cheaper and better than everybody else. And then this isn't an issue, because then you don't have a monopoly deciding it's going to make money on every single transaction.
I have a question, Ben.
What's going on? Yeah.
You say you don't want the government to get involved. By passing net neutrality or by rejecting net neutrality, which outcome means the government gets less involved?
Here's what I want.
No, answer my question. Which outcome is better in terms of the government not being involved?
The government not being involved in this case means a monopoly gets more involved, and I don't like that. The whole idea of government control of business is because of the trusts, is because of the trust busting.
How would you vote on it?
In abstention.
God, that's so bad. You're the worst.
This is why I'm not going to get elected to anything. I don't know enough about the actual legalese. I don't know anything about the actual law and legislation that would have to get passed to do whatever on this. I think this issue is a distraction from the larger issue.
It's still out there. It's still going to be voted.
I know that, but if we keep... Comcast wants you to argue about net neutrality. Because then you're not asking the question, why aren't there more cable companies in my area?
Uh-huh. Hmm. Pretty good question, Jennifer, right?
Let's have more. Bring them on.
What about net neutrality? What do you think about it?
I think that it's going to be us paying more money for faster internet. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just another way.
But should the FCC be involved?
No, absolutely
not.
Uh-uh.
No government involved.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.